Here is where tardiness becomes an issue.
Vanilla ice cream.
That's where it becomes an issue. It's a
see
long
you next week.
Standing problem. I'll see you next week, okay. Regardless. But it's a gorgeous day here in New York, where Mates Worldwide headquarters is located. Gorgeous day. 80s, sunny. I'm walking here. I'm thinking to myself, what could we possibly do that we haven't done that fits with the day, that fits with the mood? Vanilla ice cream.
I love it!
So I go to the
a lot of talking.
I go to the lab.
And it's cold still.
It's still cold. I go to the lab where, you know, we get our snacks.
Yeah.
And I order up.
Where you went to the lab?
I went to the lab today to get some – I called ahead to R&D. I said, what can you do for me with ice cream?
Yeah.
They said, we'll have a panoply of options. That's the word they used, panoply.
Was it Martha you were talking to?
Yes, it was Martha.
Or Brent. Those are the only two people that work in the lab that I could think would use panoply.
It was Martha.
Okay.
Not my wife, Martha.
No.
The Martha who works at the lab.
Yeah, duh.
Okay. So I go to the lab. I say – they show me a panoply of options. I'll say, I'll take the Häagen-Dazs.
Smart.
So they whip that up. You know, they have a fabricator that they make this stuff with.
Yeah, they made it in the fabricator.
They made it in the fabricator. And I said to them, make it extra cold because Kavanaugh's going to be late.
Are you going to do that?
Because Kavanaugh is going to be late. They said, fine. They said, we already made it extra cold knowing that Kavanaugh was going to be late.
I'm a little disappointed in you.
I'm going right there. Because
I'm not going to fight about it. You know what today is. You know what I got going on today. What's going on. And
there's no question it's a big day for you. But it's an equally big day for me. Häagen-Dazs fucking vanilla ice cream. I think we're quickly reaching 0 hour with these little containers of Häagen-Dazs vanilla ice cream. It's getting a little melty. It's getting a little soft. Yeah, it's unnecessary.
You went and got your tea.
Yeah.
Talked about your book.
Yeah.
You know, Ian went and got his coffee.
Yeah.
Talked about his vacation plans.
I didn't participate in that conversation.
Well, it doesn't really
matter.
I
was sitting here when it's Worldwide Headquarters waiting to start the podcast.
See, you know, I'm all happy about this thing, but I'm not happy about, you know, like...
Taking a shot?
When I was coming down, I'm like, hey, Michael, today's my son's birthday. Boom, I'm writing you. I'm like, I'm coming down. All this stuff.
That's not all you wrote. I'll read the text message from you. The last one I received was, fuck you, fuck you, I said, followed by, I think, 10 exclamation marks.
Yeah.
That's the last one I received.
Yeah.
All right, so.
So, good. So, vanilla ice cream.
Oh, boy, it looks good, too.
Ah!
Now, this is the midgy vanilla ice cream container.
I need to tell you something.
Yeah.
I kind of been hoping that we'd do ice cream.
Well, we had to do ice cream at some point.
No, I know, but... Do you have a snack in your head that you kind of like? You're really looking forward to. This was one of mine.
This is one of mine too. Ice cream, but I, as we got and incidentally, welcome to Mike and Tom Eat Snacks, everybody.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks
with Tom Kavanaugh
and myself, Michael Ian Black. As I thought to myself, ice cream. As I was walking here, before I called the lab, I thought what because there's a universe of options when it comes to ice cream.
Yep.
I thought let's. Crawl before we run.
What?
Let's crawl before we run. Let's start with the basic.
Should we crawl before we walk?
You know, I was a very precocious child.
Oh, yeah.
I went directly from crawling to sprinting.
What?
Yeah, to competing.
So you were crawling.
To competing in the World Games, where I took bronze.
So your mom would have been like, he's right around the corner. He's just kind of crawling on the carpet.
Gone.
Where is he?
He's competing against the greatest athletes in the world is where he is.
He's working on his interval training.
At the World Games. Is that a thing, the World Games?
Sure.
Yeah. I took bronze.
At the World Games?
Yeah.
Who'd you run against?
Some guy from Ghana.
He must have been fast.
He was really fast. And 23 years old. I mean, he was in his prime.
You were, I'm guessing, 1.5?
Less, 10 months.
What?
10 months.
So you crawled early.
I crawled at 6 months.
Yeah.
I was sprinting and competing in the World Games at 10 months. 2 months of that was training.
Potty training?
No.
Oh.
Track and field training. I crawled.
So 6 months crawl.
8 months sprinting.
8 months sprinting,
8 months
2 months
to 10,
training.
Yes, exactly right.
Because you can't just enter the games.
No, and also 4 weeks of that was acclimation because it was at a very high altitude that
Mexico
we were competing.
Mexico City?
Yes.
this is really good. It's something I don't know about you.
It's not something I brag about because no. that was a lifetime ago.
Quick question.
Yeah.
You'd have taken the gold. Would I know more?
I mean, I assume it would have made more international news had I taken the gold. Look, it was a splashy story.
I'm impressed that you're on this medal stand.
It was a splashy
story. At 10 months.
And then I chose not to defend my title, my bronze title.
Why?
I felt like I peaked early.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. I mean, you've seen me physically now. Unimpressive, at best.
No, you're
I'm fine. Yeah, but I'm, you know, for a 40-year-old guy, I'm hanging tough.
You have a bit of a sprinter body.
Yeah, well, that's what it was.
You're lean.
I was lean then, too.
And there was less wind resistance for a 10-month-old. The hell are the other guys?
Well, my head wasn't fully formed, so it was more aerodynamic. Uh-huh. That's the thing about infant sprinting that people don't recognize. The soft spot in your head is actually more aerodynamic than when your skull is fully fused.
So when you're when you're with the inf sprint,
mm-hmm.
The imp sprint can go faster because their bones haven't fused.
Yes and no. Yes, if they've received proper training and they are as precocious physically as I was. No, because most infants can't sprint at all.
Yeah,
they
that's
toddle
right.
at best.
They toddle at best. You sprint.
Oh, I was. I mean, if you look it up in the 1 year and younger world record category,
yeah.
I still hold the record.
What'd you run?
13 and a half minutes.
That's amazing for sprinting.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know where I was going.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, I didn't understand.
You're following those other guys?
There were two other guys.
Yeah.
A guy from Ghana.
Yeah.
And the guy from Mexico.
Hold on a second. I thought there was like 10 guys and you finished third.
I did take the bronze.
Yeah. Okay.
I did take the bronze.
It's sort of making a little more sense.
Uh-huh.
So there were three guys and you finished.
I took the bronze.
Okay.
There was a gold medal.
Yeah.
There was a silver medal. Yeah. There was a bronze medal. I took the bronze.
So you medaled.
I medaled. So.
Were there heats leading up to the final?
It was hot. It was definitely hot. I know that.
It's Mexico City. It's probably.
It was Mexico City in July. It was very warm.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember it at all. Of course not.
Yeah.
I was 10 months old.
Any picture? It's just surprising to me that the World Games, there's only three guys in the final. Mm-hmm. And one of them is an infant.
Yeah. It was very surprising, I think, to everybody.
You won in 13 minutes. Any idea what
13:49.2.
Any idea what the winner came in?
I think it was like 10:01.
10 seconds or minutes?
No, 10 seconds.
Yeah.
10 seconds.
How did you know? How did you know which way to even?
I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't. I didn't know which way to go.
Yeah.
I needed a lot of help.
Uh-huh.
My mom was there.
Oh,
she had a toy of mine, a little squeaky bear that she was squeaking, trying to get me to come.
Yeah, yeah.
Honest to God, it took almost 14 minutes for me to get there.
No, 13:40.
And when I say sprinting.
Look, here's the thing. You're 10 months.
10 months old.
Don't discount your accomplishment.
I'm not.
You medaled.
I got the bronze. If you don't know, Häagen-Dazs is now making little midgey containers of their ice cream. Little single-serving midgey containers, 3.6 fluid ounces.
What are you calling them?
Midgey.
Mm-hmm. For midget.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. For midget.
And here's what Häagen-Dazs does. They're like, look, we got a cover, but we seal the sucker. So they have that extra.
Oh, yeah. There's a layer of prophylactic protection to save everybody from AIDS. When you eat the vanilla ice cream.
I'm opening it up right now. I can't wait. I got to open it up.
Okay.
I'm opening
it. You're unsealing the plastic sheath, but you're neglecting a very important part.
I know, but I just can't wait. Go ahead.
What? Now, when I went to the lab, I said, guys, you got to include a spoon. And they gave me some spoons.
Yeah.
But then
Brent
said, just so you know, on the undercarriage of the lid, you'll find yourself what? A spoon.
Häagen-Dazs is saying, these are single services. These people aren't taking this ice cream home. This is a single serving. So we have to include a spoon.
They don't have a choice.
You know, they do have a choice. That's the point.
Right.
But because they're so good and they make so much money, they can afford to strap a spoon to the undercarriage of the lid.
Now, the spoon
matches in color.
You might be wondering about the spoon. It does match the lid. And the lid is kind of a lovely, what would you call this? A tomato color?
Nah. I might call it a burnt color.
A burnt umber? Is that what that is?
A bumber.
A bumber. Okay. So it's the traditional Häagen-Dazs bumber color scheme. You've all seen it with the gold and the bumber.
Yeah.
And then on the undercarriage, as I said, there is a plastic little midgey spoon to go with the midgey ice cream. And it's affixed with plastic. And the spoon itself is plastic and molded in the color.
It's simple in its design, but it's when you think about it, it's so convenient. Okay, you're busy eating and I'm just talking and I feel like I got to get in there. The Häagen-Dazs, I almost don't want to say Rolls-Royce of ice cream because we've used the Rolls-Royce for like Snickers and all that kind of thing. But really, Rolls-Royce of ice cream. Oh my God. That's really good, folks. Häagen-Dazs is a treat. You know, lately they've – in the last few years they've had the bigger Häagen-Dazs. You can get the bigger jumbo size, whatever that's called. But it used to always be in my memory
– pints.
Yeah, just a pint. That's all you need because, look, we're working. We're churning. We're making the stuff as good as we can.
Right.
And y'all don't need more than a pint. You think you do? Go ahead and try and eat a whole pint. Mm-hmm. And after you do that, you're like, yeah, I'm full. That's mm-hmm. good. That's all I need. It's great. Of course, now they're like, well, we could make more money, so we're going to have the bigger ones. But I don't know. It's just really – it's really good. It's hard to find fault in any manner with the Häagen-Dazs.
Here's a conclusion that I came to recently.
Whoa.
Within the last, let's say, 18 months.
I just had my second bite.
It stays consistently excellent.
Whoa.
Here's a conclusion I came to.
Go on.
For years, I considered myself more of a Ben & Jerry's guy.
Yep.
And I'll tell you why.
You like Ben & Jerry's?
I like Ben & Jerry's. But I'll go even further into my analysis, if such a thing is possible.
More than I like Ben & Jerry's? Good luck.
Obviously, they've got a kind of socially aware thing that I like. More than that, because I don't really in the end, I don't give a shit.
What do you mean, Ben and Jerry's? They're kind of colloquial. They come out of Vermont.
Well, they were early proprietors of the socially aware, socially responsible corporate citizen. They were like the first one percenters. They give 1% of whatever their profits or their earnings to charity. That's always been a consistent thing with them. They're actively involved in communities. But more than that, I thought their flavor combinations were unique. We're original. We're fun.
Yeah.
They do a nice job naming them.
Yeah.
I like Ben & Jerry's shops. They're always colorful.
Yeah.
So I was a Ben & Jerry's guy for years. That said, when I want a more traditional ice cream flavor,
yeah,
I prefer Häagen-Dazs. And it almost kills me to say that.
Let me posit something to you.
Please posit.
You can have both. Let me explain what I mean by that. I'm a Ben & Jerry's guy too.
Okay.
They make good ice cream. And I think it's hard to contest that when you come down to the basics of ice cream, you can't beat Häagen-Dazs. When I put Häagen-Dazs vanilla, which is what we have here, which is – I think – it's almost like the it's the base that you start with, vanilla ice cream, I think.
Absolutely. That's
right?
Why I picked it.
Right. You know, we haven't added any cocoa. It's just the simplest ice cream you can have. I don't think you can argue. I mean, you can't. I mean, I guess you can argue that there's better vanilla ice cream than Häagen-Dazs, but I don't see it. It's so well done.
Would you say
– Ben & Jerry's is not as good as this. I'm happy to say that. But you get – you throw in fish food or – you know, I don't know, Chunky Monkey. You start naming like Ben & Jerry's, they get out there. They have fun. They have fun flavors. Häagen-Dazs is not known for its fun. Ben & Jerry's.
They're a little grim at Häagen-Dazs.
Ben & Jerry's, they're like.
They're like the IBM of ice cream manufacturers.
I have a beer, man.
No, thank you. I'm on duty. I'm making ice cream.
Okay, Häagen-Dazs guy. Dude, but we got a whole six pack over here and we got a couple burgers. You want a cheeseburger? Come
I'm
on
sorry,
over.
I'm on duty.
Cool. It's cool. Well, we're on duty too. We're working too.
I'm churning ice cream right now.
Yeah, we got a bunch of guys churning in the back. The guys in the Bermuda shorts there, they're churning. They got the match on.
I shouldn't even be having this conversation right now. I'm on duty.
It's cool, man. Yeah, just come back when you're off duty then. We're here. We're hanging out. We're going to churn all night.
I'm never off duty.
Yeah, cool. That's great. Well, whenever you want to come by, we're here. We're just here at the Ben & Jerry's hanging out. You're welcome anytime. I kind of feel that's, you know, you want to play guitar?
No, I can't. I'm on duty.
All right, cool. Well, you mind if we play? We're just going to strum along.
I'd rather you didn't. I'm on duty.
Okay, cool. You know what? You can be on duty over there. We're just going to jam out in the back, buddy.
That's fine. Please do it quietly.
All right, bro. Nice to meet you. You know, the Ben and Jerry's guy, like, you can't, they're indefatigable, I think.
Oh.
Nice to meet you, man. Go fuck yourself. Nah, man, not now. Peace. You know, they're making ice cream.
Yeah.
And look at the kinds of ice cream they're making. Woo! And the design, mm-hmm. You know, the Häagen-Dazs thing is like, we have got an upscale design.
Right.
The Ben and Jerry's got a downtown design.
Mm-hmm. And you and I, downtown guys.
Yep.
We prefer downtown, fun, hanging out,
yep.
Eating the burgers,
yep.
Drinking the beers.
Yep.
However,
we're not in the east side.
No.
We're downtown.
However, you know, when nobody's looking.
Not even when nobody's looking. Because you know what?
They don't care.
Häagen-Dazs is freaking great.
Right. Hey, Häagen-Dazs, you got a midgie vanilla for me? We don't call them midgie containers of ice cream. We call them single serve containers.
But then here they are. But here you are.
Oh, yeah.
I guess the saving grace of
Häagen-Dazs.
Well,
they're very proud of their work and they want to share it.
They want you to have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the saving grace for Häagen-Dazs.
In the end, I think they have good hearts about the ice cream.
Yeah. They have to have good hearts at Häagen-Dazs because if they didn't, they would be laughed off the planet. First off, case in point, Häagen-Dazs.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
D-A-Z-S.
Mm-hmm.
Some people would prefer the Z. D-A-Z-S. I mean, once you get in with that, you know, you're so upscale. Ben and Jerry's.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, man?
I'm Ben. This is Jerry.
I just took a dump in my pants. You know, whatever. But the Häagen-Dazs guys are, you know, if they didn't want you to enjoy their product, here you go, sir.
Mm-hmm.
A quiet kind of pride in, we have a new flavor. This is, you know, years ago, but it was my favorite flavor. Oh, guess what my favorite flavor is? Before I go ahead and reveal
mint chocolate chip.
No, it ain't.
Pistachio.
You know me a little bit. Come on. A little bit. Ian, do you want to venture?
Coffee?
Used to be.
Okay.
Good call. Used to be coffee until they came up with this flavor.
It's a Häagen-Dazs flavor.
Yeah.
Oh,
What do I like?
You like caramel. The de leche.
Bam! Bam! Look at you guys. All over it. Didn't take you long at all. Dos de leche. And yeah. I kind of, you know... And this is the thing. It's like, I love Ben and Jerry's. When I got the Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche offered, it's not a fair fight. It's a no-brainer for me.
Right.
I succumb.
Right.
You will not pass through these gates. We'll give you Häagen-Dazs. Pass!
Mike and Tom eat snacks on the internet.
Let me tell you something.
Go.
I understand they're midgie containers. I understand that.
So we would... Oh, go on.
They're single serve, sir. I got you. Häagen, I got you. However, I have now set a personal best for completing a snack at a mate's recording, meaning I finished my single serve container
mm-hmm.
well before the podcast is done.
I feel you did that with Snickers. I feel you.
I might have done 2.5 on Snickers.
If so, it's a perfect example.
Yeah,
the one that got the highest rating.
I know. You know, I'm already thinking about the ratings.
Don't yet.
I'm thinking.
We still have to talk a little bit about ice cream.
I'm not there. I'm not at ratings, but in the back of my mind, it's percolating.
Yeah,
and there's a lot going on. Just so the viewers know, there's a lot going on right now.
They're not viewers.
I know they're not viewers.
Can I tell you that one of the questions on the one of my favorite questions that we got on our viewer mail?
On mates.com? On what is it? Matescast.com?
I don't know what the website's called.
Matescast.com.
Ian just said, I love that you guys don't actually really know. We should know this, right?
Yeah, you should know what your website is.
Well, it could be, in my head, it's mates.com. It's Tom and Mike Eat Snacks.com.
Yeah, that's not even the name of the podcast.
Look, there's no one's debating that I'm an asshole. That's not the point.
You were
of this.
Debating it at the beginning of the podcast.
Only because you were being the asshole then.
Well, yeah, but there's no question that I'm an asshole. What was your
leaving aside the fact that we're both assholes?
Matescast.
It's matescast.com.
Ian,
our producer Ian is looking at us like, I can't believe I have thrown my lot in with these two yahoos. Like, what am I doing with my life? Anyway, thank you, Ian. It's Matescast. And one of the questions was, do you know we're not viewers?
Uh-huh. That's very good.
I liked it.
How did you answer?
We know you're not viewers.
I also have to point out, and again, this goes right to Haagen-Dazs and their genius. I came into this podcast saying, I'm not going to use the midgey spoon. I'll try the midgey spoon. I'm not going to use it. I eat the whole thing with the midgey spoon.
I have not yet touched the other spoon that you provided, the classic white plastic, you know.
I'll tell you what I realized.
Spoon. Go on.
Almost right out of the gate. The midgey spoon, because of its short length.
It's a very stubby spoon, folks. It's almost as wide as it is long. Not quite, but it's getting there. It's like 1 by 2.
It gives you a certain amount of leverage,
yeah,
that you're not going to get with the longer, more flexible spoon.
Because the single serving,
right,
would cause some...
some bending of the
spoon. Some bending, some difficulty to get in there. Look, the Haagen-Dazs, this is not an accident.
No. They engineered this thing perfectly. How many billions do you think went into the design of the midgey spoon?
3.
I agree.
I think about three.
3 billion is right.
3 to 3.2. You can't – here's one of the reasons Haagen-Dazs is so good. No, here's the reason Haagen-Dazs is so good, because it's so good. It's what I like about our the best snacks that we come up with is that they're unassailable. And the reason they're unassailable is they've just said, you know what it's going to be for us? Quality. We're going to hang our hat on quality. It's just going to be really good, and we're going to let the chips fall where they may.
You can't, the chocolate chips, Tom?
Oh, you didn't.
I did.
Yeah, you did. It was really good. I mean, what do you think about that?
Look, there's a reason in the ice cream business that there is a category called super premium ice cream.
Is there?
Yes. Haagen-Dazs and Ben & Jerry both fall under the rubric of super premium ice cream. And there's a reason for that. Because they are premium, and more than that, they are super. Today, if nothing else, was a day of deliciousness.
I like the single size serving of the Haagen-Dazs, I'm realizing right now, because it's amenable, manageable. I would eat more, and I don't need more.
That's the thing. They even got the serving size right. You know, because you look at the front, and you go 3.6 fluid ounces.
I'll just eat that in one bite.
No,
not Haagen-Dazs. You won't. You know why? Rich. And creamy.
And when you get done with it, you know, because if we each had a pint of this stuff, mm-hmm, we'd each eat a pint.
Yeah.
I'd go through that pint quickly.
Yeah, you would go through it like quickly. Yeah. You're exactly right. We're not good. We don't have good self-discipline. But when it comes to something like Snickers, which I believe you ate almost 3.
Yeah.
And Haagen-Dazs, I mean, self-discipline, forget it. It already says, where's the nearest window?
Right.
And this stuff is like, look, this is all you're going to need. Trust us. Much as when you looked at the pint, you're like, really? The pint seems kind of small. Then you couldn't finish the pint. This is the perfect serving size.
Now, if I had another of these serving sizes,
boom,
gone.
Yeah.
But that's only because it's so delicious, not because I need it.
They know that they're so good, they're protecting you from yourself. Let me ask you something else. Differences between other ice creams. Because there's a lot of ice creams, but there's a lot of the same familiar names that you see. What do you buy?
I will often buy Breyers ice cream.
Yeah, I thought I had you pegged a little bit for a Breyers.
I like Breyers ice cream. If you look at the ingredients on Breyers ice cream, same as the ingredients on Haagen-Dazs. Just simple, cream, skim milk, sugar, eggs, etc. Now, the difference with the super premium ice cream, I believe, is that on the Häagen-Dazs, you will see that it says egg yolks. Yeah. That's what gives it its richness.
Creaminess.
And its consistent, creamy mouthfeel.
The mouthfeel, again, the top of the charts for the Häagen-Dazs. Now, Breyers doesn't have that.
Well,
here's what it is. It's a little more grainy.
It's a little grainier. It's a little lighter. And I don't mind that. I like a lighter ice cream, particularly when I'm at home at night and I know I'm going to eat a quart of it.
Mm-hmm.
I need it to be a little bit lighter.
You can't eat a quart of Häagen-Dazs and not puke.
No, but I can eat
a quart of Breyers.
Yes, I can.
What do you think is going on between Breyers and Dreyers?
I don't know Dreyers. I've heard of it, but I don't really know what their deal is.
Ice cream.
It can't be as good.
I think it is.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know Dreyers. Is it Canadian?
No.
Huh. I don't know Dreyers.
I don't know it.
Don't know it.
All right.
Don't want to know it.
So there's Ben and Jerry's, there's Breyers, there's Dreyers.
Oh, there's so many.
There is so many, but there's, if you look, it's the same comrades that keep showing up in the thing.
In the thing?
In the thing.
In the freezer cabinet.
Thank you. The ice cream.
Yeah. You got your Breyers, your Häagen-Dazs.
Yeah.
Your Ben and Jerry's. Those are the big three, I think. Then you got your Friendly's brand.
Yeah.
You got your like Turkey Hill, your Edie's.
There you go.
You got your I don't even know.
It's hard to – you just can't really argue with Häagen-Dazs though.
No. And I don't feel like we have argued with Häagen-Dazs
at
all. No. If anything, we've paid them nothing but compliments and kindness.
Yeah.
I mean, I did call them grim.
I think they're going to walk out of here with a whole different perception. They're going to be like, yeah, disaster, really.
Right.
And we're going to be like, what?
Right.
No, at Mates, this is unbelievable. You guys are awesome. And they'll be like, well, you didn't talk about us much. And also the little one called us grim. And I don't know. We're not really used to that so much.
Well, yeah. I think from their point of view, they're going, we're professionals.
What? Where are they going?
We're professionals.
Yeah, we're Häagen-Dazs.
We take it professionally. I went to university to get my degree in ice cream.
I went to university in Cologne just to be able to get my ice cream degree. Whereas the Ben and Jerry's guy's like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's great. Awesome. I hear it's a great school. You can't get them down.
No, you can't get Ben and Jerry's guys down.
They're like, we're having fun, man.
You want a hacky sack? No, totally. I don't have hacky sack.
All right, cool.
I'm on duty right now.
Yeah, well, if you get off, come on over, man. We're going to have a bonfire tonight. Got some great talent coming over. It's awesome.
No, I'm sampling egg yolks tonight.
All right. Well, if you're done to sell, you want to just come bring a whole carton over here. We'll help you out. We can do that too.
No, I cannot.
All right, but you know. And then what happens at 3 a.m. morning? He just kind of, hello, I was just in the neighborhood. Come on in, man.
I don't know if you're still hockey socking.
Yeah, we got. Are you kidding me? We had a nonstop game going in the back. Come on in.
No, I really shouldn't be here.
Here, play this. You play this? Put this on.
I really shouldn't.
Oh, that hat looks perfect on you, dude. Look at those horns. Come on, this is going to be fun.
I bought some ice cream.
Hey, I brought in one of my pals. Come on over. Gay, say, what's your name again, dude?
Rolf.
Yeah, I guess I had a Rolf.
Hi, everybody.
Come on in, Rolf. You ready?
I'm ready.
Hi, Rolf.
Oh, hello.
Come on. Do you dance?
I really shouldn't.
Let me see you shake those hips.
Hey,
look at Rolf go.
I haven't done since the university.
Hey, man, you're awesome.
This is how they do it in Croatia. Awesome.
Here, put this on. Take that shirt off, man.
Okay.
Come on, I'm steaming in here.
All right.
Who's coming in the top?
Me.
Who's coming in the top?
Rolf.
Oh, Rolf.
Next day, Rolf is found dead on the side of the road.
Yeah. What a great way to go.
Ratings?
Ratings.
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 Ratings. Oh, yeah. It's a tough one.
You know, it's tough.
It's tough
because, you know, I'm combing my brain.
Go ahead.
Looking for deductions.
Exactly what I was going to say. There's an element here where it's like when something gets so popular, the backlash effect comes in mm-hmm. and it's like, yeah, but remember –
I mean, you know, I was all set to take off points for the midgie spoon. I used the midgie spoon like crazy.
You can't take points off of the Midgey Spoon. You can. This is where Häagen-Dazs has you. You can only add points to the Midgey Spoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't take it off. It's perfect. It's great.
It's a great little spoon. The serving size was good. I mean, I haven't even gotten to the ice cream yet.
No.
How do I take off for the ice cream?
Can't.
Ah.
Can't. You can't.
I mean, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it either.
But I feel like they've left me no choice.
They haven't. For the Häagen-Dazs vanilla ice cream of its kind, 10.
See you next week.